rule the day the plant-based way with the new Vegan Mixed Berry from Smoothie King. Powered by whole, non-GMO fruits, oat milk, and vegan protein, it's a dairy-free, plant-based smoothie you can feel great about. With 13 grams of protein and half your daily fiber, it's an easy way to get the essential nutrients your body craves. Skip the line and order online for pickup or delivery. Smoothie King, rule the day.
This is episode 1,735 of the number one podcast in Apple Podcasts for Job Search. No BS Job Search Advice Radio. I'm your host, Jeff Altman, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome. I've got a nice little show to start the week off here. I know Sunday's the beginning of the week, but for most of us, Monday's the start of the week. And this one is, what's the best question to ask on any interview and why? Hope you find it helpful and give it a great review. And, you know, rather than talking with you about a bunch of stuff today, let's just get going, okay? Now, I titled this, what's the best question to ask on any interview and why? I was reminded of this from an article that I just read on, I want to say the Muse, where a hiring manager talked about a lesson that she learned from job hunting. From hiring people that applies to job hunting. And let me just start off with the best question to ask on any interview, which starts off with whether it's a phone interview or an in-person interview. You starting the process by saying something to the effect of, hey, thanks for making time to speak with me. I recall the position description, or the recruiter, and you mentioned them by first name, gave me a description of the role, but I want to get your take on the position. Would you tell me about the job as you see it and what I can do to help? Now, that's the best question to ask on an interview. And when you ask it is before anything starts, before they say anything more than, I'll use my name here. Hi, is this Jeff Altman? Yes. I'm so-and-so from whatever the name of the company is. Do you have a few minutes? Sure, absolutely. Hey, thanks so much for making time to speak with me. You know, I recall the position description that I saw advertised, but I wanted to get your take on the role. Would you tell me about the job as you see it and what I can do to help? And why this works so well is really highlighted in this article that I read. And that stems from the fact that from the time the position description was formulated and approved, or the time it was retrieved from someone's database and posted internally or shared on the web or shared with recruiters, it may have changed. And the emphasis of the job may not be quite in the same place as what you're reading or what you've heard. See, even with recruiters, and that's true of contingency and search firms, often what happens is from the time the search has been approved until the time you speak, it's changed in little ways. And those aren't always communicated to the recruiter. So you want to get that information at the beginning of the interview so you can talk about what you've done that matters to them and not just talk about what you've done. And as you can hear, those are two different things. What matters to them, it being the key here. See, that job description that you've read, it's a good foundation, but you know, there's a guy I coached a week ago who's up for a senior role with a sports media firm. And you know, he read the job description to me, and I said, there's something missing here. Ask my question, which he did. And the hiring manager laughed and said, yeah, I had to trim it because it had gotten too long. This is what's missing from it that I didn't include, that I picked up on in subtle ways, but there was nothing expressly said. Often these jobs change as they start talking to people. And as time passes, their thinking changes. Sometimes they're just fuzzy at the time that the job is approved, and they work with an old job description that kind of is close but isn't quite right, and they figure it out as they go along. That's human nature. If you were in their seat, your first focus would be, I'm trying to fill a job for such and such. I need someone with a few years of experience. Do we have a previous job description so I don't have to write this thing? Yeah, someone retrieves it, they work from that, and they adapt. Recognizing that, you must ask this question at the beginning of the interview. Again, hey, thanks so much for making time to speak with me. And by the way, if you're doing this in an in-person interview, as the two of you are being seated, you start the conversation. If you're receiving a phone call, like I said, after they've asked you, is this a good time to speak? Yes, you go right into it. Don't wait for them, and certainly don't ask the question if they've already started to ask you questions. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful, and if you did, here are a few more ways to get more from me. First of all, there's my website, which is thebiggamehunter.us. I have more than 8,000 blog posts there that you can watch, listen to, or read that will help you find your next job. In addition, if you're interested in my coaching you, at the site, there's a button there that says schedule. Schedule time for a free discovery call, schedule yourself in for coaching, interview preparation coaching, salary negotiation advice, how to have your questions answered or coaching related to hiring more effectively, managing and leading, helping you be a better executive in your organization, and overall, being a better employee of your firm. You can also connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Mention that you watched or listened to my content. I like knowing I'm helping folks. Once we're connected, if you're interested in coaching, let me know. I think it's easier at the website, but if that's the way you want to do it, so be it. Lastly, join my group on Facebook called Career Angles. It's focused on helping you do better at work. Information there is shared daily, and I'm attempting to build a supportive group there. Ask to join. I'm not letting recruiters in, so I want to make it a safe place for everyone. I'll be back tomorrow with more, and in the meantime, I hope you have a great day. Be great!